Well, with 3 weeks left in the regular season, at least we're in a position that we wanted to be in, and that's in a position to compete for a championship. And no secrets that, and I hope everybody here feels bad for Nick, but to be honest with you, I don't want anybody to feel bad for us. It's just the nature of the beast. It's the way it goes. I'm not going to tell you next man up and this and that. I'm going to tell you we're going to have to adjust as a team. And the one thing that's good about basketball is a team sport. There's no doubt that our margin for error has shrunk, meaning we were a plus 11 in our offensive. We beat teams by 11 points a game. Maybe that shrinks down some, but what I hope to do is get a few more points out of a few people, a few less points, meaning defensively we're going to have to be a little better. Find a way to rebound a little bit better, maybe through cutouts and just being a little more solid. So the margin has shrunk for the errors. We don't have many, but our expectations for victory hasn't changed one iota. Nick won't be replaced, as I said, by one guy. It'll be a group. I had a big meeting today. I met with my team early this morning. To deliver the message of, we already knew about Nick, but what we need for the next 3 weeks. I'm hoping and praying, one is get off Twitter. Number two is to focus in on what you got to focus in on for 3 weeks. Give me 3 weeks of your life, I'm going to give you 3 weeks of mine. And, you know, sometimes through adversity, some of the greatest moments in your life take place. Everybody just has to look a little bit harder at what they can do to help a team win. If you look at yesterday, it wasn't like Cassius had a great day. He was 3-for-15. And, you know, Nick was out most of that game. And yet we found a way to win and actually be a little stronger the second half. We made 10 threes with Cassius getting one. That was a big accomplishment. We overcame the second half of Nick being out by just locking up defensively. We won because we got contributions from many different people. Guys like Kithier, guys like Kyle Arns. Now we're going to need more. As I said, what you love about basketball is it is maybe the consummate team game, even over football or Fred's favorite baseball. You need five guys working together. And very seldom does just one guy make that big of a difference. And yet when you look at a team like Rutgers, when we played them the first time, it was back in November, which seems like 100 years ago. Nick had 20. Josh Langford had 14. That's 34 points we're going to make up for.
A quick clarification real quick. I know you said there's some confusion about when Nick actually hurt himself. Did he say, like, I remember it hurting at a certain point, or did he realize when it?
No,
when
it was sometime in the last 2 minutes of the half. He came out, and he went back in. You look at it on film, and, you know, there was a foul under there, but it was nothing that. So I have no idea. All I knew is when I went in there, Nick, our trainer, said to me, Nick's hand is bothering him. I didn't think nothing of it. And I get in there, and they bring him back in the room, and then he didn't come out until after, and that's where it was.
The other thing I want to ask, I was going to ask you this before we knew this for this week, knowing what's coming up Sunday, whether there was an extra motivation to not look past a certain team. But does something like this happening almost kind of make that focus happen without you having, you know what I mean? Like, now they have to be so
focused,
they haven't got to worry about it.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're asking. If anybody's dumb enough on my team to look at the Big Ten as we've looked at it and seen how many teams, I mean, we've had the worst two teams in the league beat the best two teams in the league. We've had upsets, if that's what you want to call them. If we need that at this time of year, we're probably in trouble. But all I know is from my coaching staff and from my training staff and from anybody that touches a player, the focus will be on Rutgers for this week, Michigan for next week, Indiana for the week after, and it's one game at a time now. I don't know if it makes – that'd be a good question to ask the players tonight. But if they say yes, shame on them. Tell them your coach says you got a problem.
Tom, I was wondering if is going smaller without Nick, is that on the table as well? I guess maybe moving Aaron and Kyle and guys down to the four and just trying to play one big, is that a possible solution during this time?
Not this week. You're going to see the biggest human beings you've ever seen on a court come in here on Wednesday. So that's not on the table. But, I mean, that doesn't mean it couldn't change. You know, I mean, we have the ability, I mean, to go small. You know, I think we just got to get Xavier and Kenny a little more rest, that's all. I mean, rest before the game because they won't get as much during.
And then just without Nick on the floor, what do you anticipate that trickle-down will be on Cassius in terms of the attention and focus he'll get from
you know, I think Cassius had attention all the time. I mean, when they play on Nick, they don't leave Cassius. If they double Nick, they don't leave Cassius. They've done the same things on ball screens. They've done the same things. Maybe he'll get a little more. I don't know, but I like my chances. If that's the way they go, I'm fine with that. Cassius will be able to handle that. We got a few things that we think we can do to alleviate some of that, and that will not be one of my worries.
Tom, I'm wondering with Xavier, how often you'll feature him now on the low block versus, you know, obviously with Nick, that was more the priority, and how much you'll use him and try and create matchups, and what there are certain things obviously he doesn't do as well as Nick down there, but there are other things he maybe does better. How you'll try and take advantage of that?
Yeah, we will try to take advantage of his strengths. We're not going to put a round peg in a square hole. I'm not going to try to make him Nick Ward because he's not that in the post. What I want to make him is a better Xavier Tillman and realize that he still has to spend more time down there, if for no other reason, rebounding the basketball. But, you know, Xavier is one of our best screeners. He's one of our best rollers. He's one of our best ball screen defenders. I mean, he's got some things that he does better than anybody we got. Now, he's got some things that, you know, he's definitely not as good as Nick on, or maybe not his strength. Our job is going to be to find out what his strengths are and try to use those to the maximum and not put him in a position to try to make him do things that are part of his weakness. And that's what we do with all of our players. I think that's one of my main things with Aaron Henry right now. We've got to get him doing what he is very good at. He's a very good slasher. He should be a phenomenal offensive rebounder, and he should be the best defender on my team. So that challenge will go out to him tonight, too.
He looked unsure of himself. What
conversations have you had with him? He's a freshman. You know, that's the only conversations I have with him. He's a rookie. He's a freshman. You know, it's interesting having Tom here and talking to him a little bit, and you know, and it doesn't change at any level. And you know, Aaron's been playing pretty good lately. We're just trying to push Aaron past the deer in the headlights look, and sometimes that happens. But I know this. He has the ability to do what we need him to do, and it's our job to get him to do that on a regular basis. And you know what? He didn't do it as well as we want him to do, so he got to think about it. This game, he's going to be back in there. I mean, there's going to be some changes, guys, as far as who plays integral parts of something just because of the changing in the lineup. It's been that way the whole year. But you know, Aaron Henry, for the most part, has been playing 20 minutes a game. I think that'll continue one way or another. He played 10 minutes in the last game because we got a little more out of Kyle. We needed a little more in some other ways. And Aaron wasn't playing as good as I think he can play. What happens is if a guy's not playing good and he's trying to do what he can do, that's one thing. If he's not playing good and he's not seeing it, and the bench is a good place to see things from. You know, it's very good view. You get 20-20. It's perfect.
Tom, you're going to get from your fans and the national media a nice little pity party thrown here. Is part of your message to your team today, don't buy into it, just win, baby?
You know, pity party is, you know, that'll happen for a game. Nobody cares. You know, the injuries get forgotten. There's another body out there. There's another jersey. I watched it in football all year long this year for us. So I take very little solace in pity parties, but people will jump off. I see some people barely think we'll make the tournament or something. It's going to be a cold day in hell for that happens. There's not going to be that kind of fall off. And I'm telling you, there's not going to be. And if it happens, it's going to be out of our control. So we've been thrown, you know, you look at the top three teams, two of them have had no injuries, and we've had injuries all year long. You know, there's other years that I've been there that we had no injuries and other teams had injuries. You know, might not have won the national championship if Kenyon Martin doesn't break his leg, you know. I mean, it's the way it is. And like I said, in the last year, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot. And one thing I learned is don't feel sorry for yourself and control what you can control. And I'm going to control. Now, I'm going to control it at even a different level. And I think that's good for me, good for my staff, good for my team. It's the right time for it all to happen. So pity party put on Nick. Pity party put on Josh. Those two guys gave us a lot, and one's going to miss the rest of the year, and one's going to miss a significant amount of time. The only party that I'd like to get, I'd like to have a party Wednesday night and make sure all 15,000 of them are there celebrating, because we're going to need our team to be better. Our crowds have been, I think the last three, four games have been unbelievable. They got to ratchet it up another notch, too, because we need every little point we can get, and we get those points, and we're going to keep on trucking.